Blake Burris with KJAN Sports, and today I am glad to have on the other side head coach of the Cam Cougars, Barry Bauer. Coach, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to join you guys.
Coach, a dominating performance by your squad last Friday night, defeating Sydney 64-6. You jumped out to a 38-0 lead after the first quarter. What sparked that big start for your group?
Well, I think it was just hungry to get better. I think they understood that they did not perform well the previous week, and there were some things that we really concentrated on that week to get better. You know, they knew that we had a starter out in Jack Pullman, and they knew that, you know, some people had to step up into a leadership role and understood that, you know what, we've got to make sure that schematically and also fundamentally, you know, we do our jobs and to help some of those younger kids come in and perform. And that's, I think, what was really impressive about our kids this week was, you know, they defied the odds regarding homecoming. Didn't let all the distractions get to them, and really came out, did a nice job of the execution, you know, especially in all phases, from a special teams aspect to offense and defense aspect to it.
Chase Spiker has been doing it. He was doing it all with 5 total touchdowns and no turnovers. What have you seen and been impressed with by the junior this season?
Chase Spiker is one of those kids that has really done a nice job of coming back. I mean, after his horrific leg break 2 years ago when he was a freshman, he's done a very, very nice job of coming back and really being the athlete that he is. Anytime that you can overcome some adversity like he's done and people rally around him as his teammates, it's just been remarkable. He will be the first one to tell you that he couldn't do it without his people that are around him, you know, the 8 guys. You know, whether it's his legs as far as running with his legs, whether it's his arm as far as running the routes and things like that, he's been absolutely tremendous. He takes the coaching to a great stride. You know, there will be some things that he says that he doesn't do very well, and we'll continue to work to perfect that. But, you know, he's done a nice job of running the offense and really doing a good job of getting everybody involved with it. But, you know, he'll tell you it takes a unit.
Yeah, Coach, just talk about that team chemistry that they got. You said in your first answer about you had a couple guys down, had to have some guys step up. Speaker coming off a leg injury a couple years ago. Just talk about that collectiveness that that group has and why it's a big reason that your team's 6-0 this season.
Well, I don't think it's anything that we mentioned the word love a lot. You know, I think it's one of the most powerful 4-letter word on this universe is the word love. These guys kind of make fun of me all the time just because I say I love you, I care about you, but I don't think sometimes our kids hear it enough, you know, because that's why we got into this business, is for kids. And I want them to understand that, yes, you can love hard, you can love, you know, soft and everything else like that, but, you know, at the end of the day, they know how hard we are on them and what the expectations and what the standard is. And you can be hard on a kid if they understand how much they love you. I think that's the whole purpose of this. We've got guys that have come back to play for the first time, and they understand, you know, the chemistry, and they've gelled just like that. And I think that's a big tribute to guys that have been in the program for 4 years, all the way to guys that have just been started the program, is, okay, this is how we want to roll with this. Yes, do they drive us nuts sometimes? Yes, they do. You know, but in the exact same respect, you're not going to take away their personality. I love their personality, but at the exact same respect, they understand when we're serious and when we got to get to work. And I think that's the beauty of everything. And that's where culture and climate comes involved, is, okay, I understood that I made a mistake. I've got to learn from that mistake and get better at it. And that's the part of teaching kids to grow up. You know, it's just not the football aspect of it. It's about teaching kids to grow up and do it the right way, and then the understanding of things instead of picking and poking all the time to make it a bad climate or a bad atmosphere. And I don't see that out of our kids. Yes, can we all be squirrely at times? You betcha we can. But at the end of the day, it's about loving each other and understanding each other, and I think that's what creates the culture and the climate of our team.
Yeah, Coach, just talk about your message to your team now going into week 7. You're 6-0. You face a 3-3 Fairmont Mills Knights team this week. Talk about your message that, hey, we got to take it still week by week. We can't overlook opponents, can't underlook opponents, right? Because any given Friday night, you can be beat. You have to bring your best effort, your best game. So what's your message to your team that way of just, hey, let's stay locked in. Let's not focus on the playoffs or last week, or let's just focus on Friday night.
Well, I think that's been the message ever since we, you know, the first scrimmage of the year is lock in on the scrimmage, you know, and then lock in game one. You know, we're just trying to be 1-0 this week, you know, versus, because you can't control what happened in the past. You can only control what happens in the now. You know, be where your feet are. And that's what we tell our kids every single day. Be where your feet are. Be all locked in the now. Get better today. You know, because you're never, ever guaranteed tomorrow. And I think that's one of the things that we've kind of really honed in on the entire year. You know, we don't look ahead. You know, I don't even know who we have next week. It's just we know that we have a good Fremont Mills team coming in here. And records don't mean a bit of thing to me, because anybody can be beat at any given time. And I think that's the number one thing in high school athletics, and the beauty of high school athletics. You still have to play the game. And so, but what are you going to do to prepare yourself for the game is what it makes the difference. You know, Fremont has had a long history of big tradition, and they still got it. Coach Erster does a great job. Their kids play hard. They've got a great interior that go 240, 240, 230 across the board, and some kids that have been playing for 4 years in that interior front that's physical. They're fast. They execute. They've got some younger kids coming up. They've got great skilled people. They've got great coaching. This is a great Fremont Mills team. And I think that's one of the things is we've got to play well in order to compete with these guys. And that's what we're trying to do this week, is just get better at our craft, and we'll see what happens Friday night.
The Knights allow just 25 points per game. What makes this a tough Knights defense to score on, and how are you going to try to attack that defense on Friday night?
Because they've done it for so long. I think one of the things that is similar in both defenses is you do what you do, and you do it well, and you let kids have the freedom to play. And that's what they've always done at Fremont Mills. That's what we're trying to do here. Is you have your defense, you set it, and then you get better at your techniques, your fundamentals, and then you just let kids play. And that's the beauty of what they do. Because sometimes you can get overcomplicated. Well, I've got to be in this front. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And then kids are always thinking. Take the thinking out of the kids and just let them play. And I think that's the beauty of Fremont Mills, is they take it and they let their kids play. And that's what we see on film. And that's what we tried to do here. Just let them play. And, you know, I think that's the message that, you know, they present. And I think that's the message that we present. And all the respect in the world for those guys.
Coach, for your team to get to 7-0, what is the one thing that they're going to have to do Friday night?
Well, they're going to have to tackle well. They're going to have to stay away from penalties and putting ourselves in first and long, second long, third and long situations. We're going to have to stay away from the turnover margin. I think that's the old cliche of any coach, you know, with the penalties and the turnovers and everything else, and tackle well type of thing. I think that's going to come down to, it's going to come down to blocking, tackling, and the fundamentals.
That is head coach of the Cam Cougars, Barry Bauer. This is Blake Burris with KJAN Sports.